This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
Welcome to The Secret to Everything. I am Dr. Kimberly McGeorge, and we have a wonderful show for you today. I'm going to wait a couple seconds before I tell you who our guest is, but I'd like to welcome my co-host and guest, Miss Karen Foley. She's actually married, so don't get all excited, you guys. I should say Mrs. Karen Foley, so her husband doesn't come after me. Welcome to The Secret to Everything, Karen.
Thank you, Dr. Kimberly. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Although I have to tell you guys, if you met Karen on the street and you had to guess her age, I've been teasing her about this. I don't know what her real age is, but she's sure looking young these days. Don't I always tell you that, Karen?
Yes, you do. And I appreciate that very much. And my age is a secret to everyone.
Oh, it's a secret to everything, Karen's age. We're going to have to do a class on that, Karen. I love it. Well, speaking of age and numbers, I want to talk a bit about the energy of 2017. But before I do that, we've got a great resource here. Karen, fill us in a little bit on what does that mean? People are throwing around the word Mercury retrograde. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, Mercury retrograde. That's just the trickster time where you can have computer glitches. There's a lot of you know, negative things about Mercury retrograde, but it can be a positive time too. So I kind of look towards the positive things of, you know, communication issues that you really need to work on. It's a good time to do that. But it's primarily communication breakdowns. Like I said, computer glitches, just little things like that can be annoying.
Isn't it mechanical? Like, I always see a lot of cars on the side of the road at this time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But, you know, when you think of Mercury, you know, it's that, can it be a liquid? You know, when you think of like a old-fashioned Mercury thermometer. So that's what I always think of, is that it can be form into something else.
Ooh, I like that. That's a unique perspective. Well, I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about something we've been seeing in all the scans that we do. And I already talked to Karen about this, but that is, many of you are missing the frequency of the year 2017. You're like, what are you talking about? Well, every year has a frequency, every day has a frequency, every hour has a frequency, every month has a frequency, but we don't need to be concerned about that. We at least need to be sure that we're kind of plugged into the energy of 2017. Let's say you got stuck in the energy of 1970. You would run your life entirely different, right, Karen?
Oh, exactly.
So we always want to make sure our energy is up to date. So I'm actually going to throw up in the next couple of days onto the website, secrettoeverything.com, the frequency. And yes, it is possible to measure. And yes, that is a secret. Just like Karen's age, it's a secret how we know what the frequency of 2017 is. But we will throw that frequency up on the website as a free gift to anyone who listens to this show and to the other classes that I do. So I just think it's so important to live in the present. And even though all time is now, we want to be in the energy of now, right, Karen?
Oh, exactly. Now is awesome.
Especially if you look like Karen. So our guest today, we're going to tell you more about him when we get back from the break, is Mr. Rocky Krogfoss. And I hope I pronounced his name correctly. Karen might know more how to pronounce it. I'm not sure. But he is an energy healer, and I'm not quite sure how he would describe himself. We'll let him describe himself a little bit, and we'll read his bio when we get back from the break. But do you have anything you'd like to share with the audience before we hit the break, Karen?
Well, I would kind of like just to say that Dr. Kimberly's Ultimate Awakening program is amazing. I'm a member of that, and I love the Facebook group. We're just a fun group, and I would really love to extend an invitation to everyone to come join us and play in frequencies together.
That was very nice of you, Karen. And actually, you know, frequencies are a little bit of a mystical thing, but let's just put it this way. Everything in this world is energy. And when you boil it down beneath the energy, everything vibrates at a specific frequency. And when I'm talking about frequency, I'm talking about hertz. I'm talking about radio frequency, how you're listening to the show. I'm talking about every insect, every disease, every emotion, every color, every tree, every plant, and every person, including you, vibrates at a unique frequency. So I imagine Rocky will be dancing around some of these subjects, I would guess. Wouldn't you, Karen?
Oh, I think so. I'm guessing that he is very familiar with frequencies and in the healing modalities and everything that he does.
Yeah, I think he studied quantum physics a little bit, and maybe one of the current buzzwords of our time, epigenetics. Do we really know what epigenetics mean? We might have to find that out. He also uses a term called conscious energy science. I'm curious what that is. So when we come back from our break, we are going to meet Rocky, and we're going to talk to him about healing. Maybe we can even twist his arm or get him to perform something live. I'm not sure what his abilities are on these shows, but it is absolutely possible that you could receive a healing on The Secret to Everything with Mrs. Young and beautiful Karen Foley and Dr. Kimberly McGeorge right here when we get back.
This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
Did you know that when you're on the road with limited data or Wi-Fi, you can still listen to the X-Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell, The Science of Magic with Gwilda Wiaka, X-1, Dimension X, Space Patrol, and every minute of the X-Zone Broadcast Network by calling 213-401-0080, courtesy of Audio Now. No smartphone, app, or internet needed. It saves your data plan, and it's free if you have unlimited minutes. Call 213-401-0080 to listen on any phone, anytime, anywhere. Remember 213-401-0080 for the best of the paranormal, parapsychology, and sci-fi radio programming anywhere, 24/7, 365.
I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, founder, president of a new cancer foundation focusing on evidence-based physical, mental, and spiritual interventions, including natural cancer cures, prayer, meditation, affirmations, nutrition, and other related holistic cancer prevention and cure modalities. These are used in cancer education, research, and financing care. I ask for your help to continue this important work by donating at www.holisticcancerfoundation.com.
Hello, I'm Pete Marsh. With my daughter Justina, we will be presenting the new radio show, Too Good to Be True. If something seems too good to be true, it usually is. But with the help of Justina's amazing gifts, we're going to gain insight into questions that don't yet have complete answers. Have you wondered who built Stonehenge and for what reason? Why are crop circles found in the same region as Stonehenge and elsewhere? Are crop circles a hoax, or are they created with technologies that we have little knowledge of? Who built the pyramids in Egypt and also in other countries? How and why were they built? Was the Titanic switched with the Britannic as part of a gigantic insurance fraud, or for more insidious reasons? What caused the Tunguska event when trees were flattened over an 800 square mile area in Siberia? Will the new insights be too good to be true? Well, that will depend on what you are prepared to believe. Please join us as we start on this journey together. For more information on Too Good to Be True, visit www.xzbn.net.
Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of the night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides free MP3 players for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500 plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. Go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us help a veteran make it through the night.
Welcome back to The Secret to Everything. I am here with Karen Foley, a guest and occasionally a co-host, and we are here with Mr. Rocky Krogfoss. And I'm going to tell you, you know what? Actually, Karen, I'm not going to tell them about Rocky. You know why? Because I'm going to let Rocky tell everybody about him. I like it better that way. I was just looking at everything. So welcome to The Secret to Everything, Rocky.
Hi, Kim. It's nice to finally connect with you.
I know, I ditched you the last time, didn't I?
You did. As an Aries man, we don't take that very well, but...
Okay. We will keep moving on. So, Rocky, I know you're teasing. I'm glad we get to talk this time finally and connect. Yeah. So, let's start at the beginning a little bit. Why quantum physics? Why healing? You know, I find it a little bit unusual, to be honest. Most of the energy healers I know... or healers I know are women, and that just may be because I'm a woman, but I think the field's a little bereft of men. So kind of share your journey, how you got here.
Well, long story short, I had a very violent childhood. I was beaten mother at age 10. I took over duties for 5 younger boys. I lived in a home with a violent father, and I gathered a whole bunch of belief systems of how I'm not good enough, how I'm not worthy, how I'm worthy of punishment. The list goes on and on and on. Throughout my life as a 20 and 30-year-old, I lived the life of what everybody else on the planet seems to be living, which is out of the egoic mind. And then I had a breakdown at 38, and it was a nasty breakdown. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. There was one day where I was sitting on my bed and I literally looked into the corner and I saw a black vortex. I saw it. And I walked up over to it and I felt the winds of my own personal hell going through me. And it was not a pleasant experience. So at that point, it was a time for me to change or leave the planet. So I'm a warrior. So I just sat there and I looked at this black vortex and I gave it the finger and walked over to my bed and said, "Oh my God, I need help," and a healer showed up in my life, an integrative healer, and we began the very tedious process of unraveling the myriad of core beliefs that the little boy had inside of me of how he was not good enough, not smart enough, useless, worthy of punishment, and it was a process that took over 500 hours over 10 years. And through that process, she's also a channeler. So she channels like Esther Hicks does. And I got very, very familiar with my spirit guides, voice to voice. And they laid out who I am, what I do, and how I heal people. I didn't even have to figure it out. They told me how I do it. And you're right, it's about frequency. And They told me to study energy. They told me to study electromagnetic energy, which I'm familiar with because I come from the trades world as an electrician. So I was already very familiar with the physical world of frequencies. And I began to study quantum physics, biophysics, biochemistry, epigenetics, conscious energy science over the last 10 years. And I put together a process through the sciences, through the discoveries of science, of how your thoughts, feelings, and emotions create your reality. And I can explain it now to you in a scientific mode, not necessarily in a spiritual mode. So the two have merged now. So for all the healers out there listening, you no longer have to be afraid of being called woo-woo because science has proven what you do is true. So that's a little bit about me.
Just a little. Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Some of the experiences you have actually, well, not the beginning, but I've had my own share of breakdown months. Let's say.
Yes. Well, I work primarily with women. 98% of my clients are women, and most of them are in various stages of mental health or chronic pain. And as you mentioned, I do distance healing, online healing. And the reason that it's so effective is because of my studies on conscious energy. Most people know, I'm sure you know, Kim, that the conscious energy is a web that connects us all. And that web is like a conduit to the person that I'm working with, say on Skype. And that conduit actually puts me in a energetic place where I can feel like I'm sitting right beside them as if they were in my office 3 feet away from me. So intuitively it helps, connectively it helps me connect to their body and their programming. And I begin the process of unraveling their core beliefs, which are causing them to create a frequency of pain and suffering on this planet.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get Karen's input in a second, but I really love that you deal with core beliefs and programming because, yeah, we see a lot of it, and we see it in every area of people's life. We see it in their wealth, we see it in their health, we see it in their relationships, you know, in their love life, we see it in their spiritual beliefs, we see it in their psychic ability. I mean, just obviously, you know, programming and core beliefs affect every aspect of someone's being. So I like that you deal with that. Karen, do you have any thoughts or input?
Well, I'm interested. You had mentioned epigenetics, and Rocky, have you delved into that?
Yes.
I'm feeling that that's, you know, really they're progressing a lot with information. So do you have any input on epigenetics?
Yeah. Epigenetics is going to take the entire medical system and turn it upside down. I mean that seriously, because what they've proven is that epi means on top of, and genetics means the DNA. So on top of the DNA, they discovered that there's like little switches. Epigenetics are like little switches that can change the programming of particular aspects of your DNA. So, for example, the current mindset on the planet is for women, for example, if your mother had breast cancer and your grandmother had breast cancer, then you're probably going to get breast cancer. And the answer is that's absolutely not true. Let me tell you what the difference is. Because our mindset is so heavily inundated with this false illusion that, you know, you're going to get that cancer, you actually begin to believe it so strongly that you create it. Because you believe it, because that's what the system tells you. The truth is you can free yourself from that lineage, we call it lineage, and you can free yourself from that potential by simply thinking positively about yourself and saying, no, I'm not going to get breast cancer. I'm breaking that lineage. And that information goes in and turns that switch on that defeats the breast cancer from potentially coming and manifesting. So that's what epigenetics is about from a healing perspective. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes, I love that. I'm really interested. I want to dive deeper myself into the epigenetics and am following that myself. So thank you for that.
Yeah, there are many great speakers on TEDx, on YouTube, on the subject of epigenetics.
Interesting. So you call yourself an emotional healer. What do you mean when you use that term, emotional healer?
Well, I'm not really an energy healer. I am, but I'm not. And let me explain. I'm an emotional healing therapist. So what I do is I help people identify what I call their story. So when they sit down and they talk to me about whatever's going on in their life, they will speak the words and they'll have the thoughts and the feelings associated with a particular belief with what's going on in their world. So that language will be what I'm listening to very closely, because it gives me the clues on where to work backwards from their story on a particular belief that is not serving them now. It is based in fear, limitation, or unworthiness. Now, Stanford University did a study on the inner child, and they're well known for their conscious energy work. And they said that approximately 80% of your core beliefs in your body, operating in the average human being's body right now, has either unlimited, fear-based, or unworthiness beliefs. That's 80%. That means you're operating your entire life on an average of 20% of love. Now, let me ask you a question, Kim. This is one I love to use in my workshop. As a woman, let's say you're operating on 20% or 25 or 24 or whatever. What do women do with that love every single day?
Gosh, I don't know. Karen's probably a better one to answer this question. Yeah. I'm not really the average woman.
No, you're not, are you?
Give it away.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. Good.
Thank you. So women are constantly, this is a global mindset, by the way. Women are constantly, these words are very important, constantly giving away their vital life force to who, Karen?
To the people surrounding them, their family, their friends, whoever is in contact with them.
Thank you. To everyone. That means you're daily draining yourself of your own vital life force for your own health and well-being in the hopes of doing what, Karen?
In the hopes of helping them and receiving love in return.
Yeah, it's more about receiving love in return, because the facts are that you can send love to anybody and you can give love to somebody, but the truth is, unless they receive it, it's wasted energy, so to speak. So when I work with women, this is one area that I work on in particular, because it's so profoundly common. What I'm doing is I'm teaching women to observe the rules that they follow, societal rules and rules that they learn from their parents, from the inner child, that are steeped in negative frequencies, like, you're never good enough, you're fat and you're ugly, or there are so many different ones that I've come across. Women have a certain place in society and you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. All these different things that we learn and that society kind of supports. And we deal with those frequencies and thoughts and information, and we go backwards. Now, the most important thing about the healing work is that your programming for your core beliefs has zero, nothing to do whatsoever with your brain or your mind. The mind is a tool that has been given to us as a way to control our lives, and it does absolutely nothing to control your life whatsoever. Everything you create in your life comes from the subconscious mind and your belief systems. Dr. Bruce Lipton said very clearly that 95 to 99% of your reality is created from the subconscious mind. You're not even aware of your subconscious mind 99% of the time. So we try to operate or control or heal ourselves from the brain, the mind, and it's just like it's like being in a truck and stuck in the mud. You're just spinning your wheels. You're not really going anywhere. So my focus is on the subconscious mind, and that's where the energy aspect comes in, because that's my intent and that's where I'm going. I'm going right into the DNA where your programming is stored, and together we create an energy field that allows you to feel vulnerable and safe at the same time, that allows that information to come up without doing what humans are very familiar with, which is hiding, coping, managing, and surviving, or running away from the problem. the entire medical system is based on the idea of hiding and coping, because that's all they do is give you pills to run away from your problems. If we could get people to understand that by simply allowing yourself and surrendering to the core belief that is causing this problem over and over and over again, and there's an easy way to do it.
And we'll tell you what that easy way to do it is on the other side of this break, right here on The Secret to Everything.
Are our personal gateways into infinite wisdom. Don't miss shamanic counselor and indigenously trained dream decoder Sandra Corcoran's inspiring book, Shamanic Awakening Between the Dark and the Daylight. This remarkable work chronicles Sandra's 35 years of experience with diverse wisdom keepers and her initiations throughout the Americas and across the British Isles, Turkey, Greece, and Egypt. Sandy's knowledge of symbology, psychology, and myth influence her dream blog and workshops. Sandy offers private tarot readings, international journeys, a meditative CD, as well as her book, Shamanic Awakening, to encourage you as you navigate this earth walk, creating a deeper connection to yourself and all that is. Find this and more at Sandy's website, starwalkervisions.com.
This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Hello, I'm Justina Marsh, and with my dad, Pete, we are going to present a new show called Too Good to Be True. Together, we are aiming to discover more truths about this world and beyond. Do you have unanswered questions about the world? Do you ever wonder about aliens, conspiracy theories, or the universe? There are many shows discussing subjects such as pyramids or UFOs, but we want to relay this information based on our own research, including from spiritual means. Hopefully, listeners will be helped with their own beliefs and will appreciate the psychic insights that add to the previous research and information. We both look forward to sharing this insight and beginning this journey with our listeners. Visit xzbn.net for more information about when to listen.
Welcome back to The Secret to Everything. I am here with Karen Foley, and we are speaking to oh gosh, we're not supposed to call you an energy healer. Rocky Krogfuss, we'll just call him his name. And he does a lot of different things. One of the things I love that we were talking about right before the break was epigenetics. And he happened to talk a lot about the subconscious and the conscious. And I happen to think those are a little bit of old energy terms. What I really think is lacking on the planet that you were referring to is really an awakening. So we are not only so steeped in our own internal programming, we are so steeped in the external illusion and delusion on the planet that we don't even know where to begin. What do you think about that, Rocky?
The reality is, and Dr. Bruce Lipton has proved this through genetics and through science, that your reality is created from your subconscious mind. We can run away from it all we want, but then you're just running away from the source of your creation. So the global mindset, the mass conscious energy, that's a different subject matter, but it is important as well. We were talking about an easy way to connect and heal. Most clients, when they sit down with me, are under the impression that they're going to have to relive their traumas from their inner child. That is not the case. When you go into the subconscious mind and you allow the programming to come clear, what you get is a situation where that information and that feeling are sort of detached from you, and you're observing this energy field and this information at a distance, so to speak, and you're in a place of safety. So you get to connect to the feeling without the trauma. And by doing that, you enter into a place where you give this information at an energy level, a divine level, really, permission to leave your body with intent. And in that process, you get to release that thing. And that's when the clients experience usually a lot of tears, a lot of crying, and a lot of epiphanies, a cognitive recognition. So when that's done, we want to make sure that that program is released, and then we want to reprogram them with the I ams, the self-love, the support that they truly deserve. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of money. I'm worthy of a relationship that's not abusive. All these different kinds of things. So it's really hard to explain it in a 14-minute window, because I do this workshop. It takes 3.5 hours, So I'm just doing the best I can to explain it very quickly to you.
Would you agree with me, Rocky, that that energy does not lie?
It never lies, because its purpose is not to lie. Its purpose is to be authentic. The problem is that humans operate out of the ego mind and do a lot of things that are not authentic. They're trying to be something or do something and live outside their truth. And hopefully people won't find out about their truth. But that's what happens when you come and do the healing work, is we sit down without any judgment, without any self-judgment, without any judgment from me. We bring the truth out to the surface so that you can release it and replace it with a new truth, which is about love and support for self.
Right. Do you consider yourself, because I feel like you do you have some kind of intuitive or psychic abilities?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna challenge you, and I'm gonna leave it at this, and we're gonna jump topics. Karen knows me. I'm such a devil's advocate. I challenge you, Rocky, to use whatever gifts and abilities you have, because I don't know if you know that we do this, but we have super high tech stuff that you would totally understand and probably have seen and come across. But we do a lot of aura work and chakra work, and so I have a show that I've done, and I think Karen's participated in them. It's called Junk Consciousness, and you just said it very, very well. And I actually ran your aura before the show, and you are very authentic, and you are very integrated in your aura, and some interesting gifts appeared, which I'm not going to go into right now. But the point is, I run all my guests through my technology, which is neutral. Like you said, you talk about science. There's nothing more neutral than, you know, a program that could care less who you are or what you are. It's just going to show me. Now, humans, like you said, can be prone to wrong interpretation. But when you see things in black and white, or in this case, color, it's pretty consistent. I challenge you to use your abilities to read Mr. Bruce Lipton, because I've actually read him extensively with my technology. And I think he needs to follow some of his own advice or get a newer energy healing modality. So he is not a hero of mine, but you are authentic, Rocky. And so we're going to stick with your modality, not his. Because I think also, Who's the guy? And I think Rob might have had him on. I'm not sure. But there's the guy that is the guy behind the X-Files. Karen, I don't know if you know his name. He's written a book. I can't think of his name right now. But he's written a book that you might want to pick up, too. The whole purpose of science in 3D reality is not really a positive and authentic purpose. So everything falls under the guise of science. I used to work for the heart transplant team in a teaching hospital that everybody would know if I said it, but I'm not going to. And I watched them manufacture drug trial tests to saw the paperwork came across my desk to prove their reality. But we would call a drug trial test science, right? So I have a big issue when people start throwing around the word science. Now, you're a man, so science is very comfortable to you. But have you ever, I mean, I've stood face to face with, you know, a Sasquatch. And I don't know if you have or not, Rocky, but I'll need science to tell me whether that's real or not. You know, my experiences in the paranormal are quite extensive since childhood. I don't need science or a photograph or a movie to verify my experiences, just like I imagine you don't need science necessarily to verify your healing ability. Thoughts on no. that?
Well, I don't need science to verify my healing abilities. I've chosen to merge the sciences, the most modern sciences of the planet, with spiritual wisdom, because my job, as my spirit guides outlined to me, my spirit guide's name is Seth, and he said to me, somebody's got to provide a bridge from the 3D world to the new earth, the quantum reality. And that includes healers as well. So that's what I've done, is I provided a safe place for people who were pathologically skeptical to at least take a look at the evidence and choose to walk away from the very, very old antiquated world of three-dimensional thinking, and choose to dare to step into their new reality of freedom and love. So that's why I chose the science world.
Karen, what are your thoughts? Oh, go ahead, Rocky. Sorry.
It's in my book, the book that I sent you. The parallels and the merging of all the sciences, it's all based on one thing, conscious energy. Quantum physics, biophysics, epigenetics, it's all based on conscious energy at its core. And conscious energy, by the way, I should give you a definition. This was given to me by the spirit guides. They said that conscious energy is a neutrally participating energy wave which corresponds to intent and by which alters the state of electromagnetic particles. Now, what that simply means is that's the entire manifesting process. And the big factor in that is intent. Now, intent can be positive or negative. Whatever your intention is, or whatever your belief systems are, whatever frequency they're operating at, you're going to create a physical reality that's going to mirror that. It's a very simple way to explain the entire manifestation process.
Karen, what are your thoughts on the last couple minutes? Do you have anything to add?
Well, I really like what you're saying, Rocky. That really resonates with me. And I really like, you know, the intention. How many times do people go down that negative road? And if once they turn it around to a positive thought, a positive action, then their life can literally, you know, change in days, in minutes sometimes even. So, that's yeah, correct. I agree with that.
That's correct. The thing that's bothering me out in the world there is there's a lot of people, some wealthy people, famous people, talking about change your thoughts, you'll change your reality. That is absolutely not true. It's incomplete. It's an incomplete statement. The reality is that you have to change your beliefs to change your reality. The core beliefs are at the very core of how you create your reality. Your thoughts and feelings are a byproduct of your belief system. Your words and your actions are a byproduct of your reality. And the results you create are the final byproduct of your belief systems. So we want to start teaching people that they have the power to change their reality. They don't need something outside of them, like pills from the doctor, to heal themselves. And it's very simple to do once you take the time to listen to the new science and see how simply they explain how your power is generated and created and how easy it is to tap into it. All of my clients are quite dumbfounded after they find out how easy it is to heal their pain when they've been told for a long time that it's incurable. So this is a new science. It's becoming quite famous. There's a big video on Gaia.com talking about this very thing. It's becoming well-known information that emotional information is the core of how you create your reality. And it's becoming the science is becoming more and more profound. And my job was to write this book and make it very simple and easy to understand so that everybody could realize who they are and how easily they can heal whatever it is they want to heal.
And I don't know if this is possible or not, and we might have to wait till the next segment, but is it possible for you to do some kind of live demonstration of your healing? I'm not quite sure how you do that since we don't have, you know, live callers.
Well, yeah. Generally, I work with people who've got a particular issue, so I need to hear their story so I can.
So we could do Karen.
Okay. Karen, what kind of things? Let's see, we might get personal here, so I don't know. What kinds of things in your world would you like to shift and change? Okay, so let me tap into one here. Let me tap into one.
I like this.
Okay. So here's a good one, because this is my other book. How well does your husband hear you?
Oh, he's an Aries like you, Rocky. And
so horrible.
Well, if I can transform, anyone can. So there's some frustration there on your part, as with all women. And I'm just tapping into it right now. Kim, would you please give Karen that book, please, that ebook? It's called Men, Sex, and Food, Why Hearing
a
Woman.
Yes, happily, I will give it to her.
Yeah. So, Karen, I want you to take this book. I want you to read it first. Then I want you to invite your husband to sit down with you. He is an Aries, but he's a very sensitive man, but he's not an idiot. If he will sit down with you and go through the exercise, I call it the chin and hand challenge, where he sits down and he literally puts his chin in his hand, palm of his hand, and he there's three actions. He zips the lip. He turns off the fix, correct, or make better on his brain, and he takes his ears and he opens them up, and he says, and he opens the radar. So it teaches men how to hear a woman without ignoring her, fixing her, or correcting her, or just walking away. Now, this process, as all women know, leads to a very profound situation where your heart opens up, and when you're fully heard and you're fully acknowledged and you're fully loved, you feel fully loved, your into me see increases dramatically, intimacy. So you want that Aries man to connect to your into me see at a very high level, and you're longing for it. And he's an Aries man, so he's probably a pretty damn hot lover. So that's a part. What sign are you, Karen?
I'm a Cancer.
Ooh, okay. Lucky him.
Fire and water.
Well, mostly passion, mostly compassion, mostly love. Family's big for you.
And I'm going to cut this off for 1 second because we are right up against another break, and we will continue with the unveiling of Karen Foley by Mr. Rocky right on the other side of this break, right here on The Secret to Everything.
Hi everyone, Rob McConnell here, and I wanted to spend a moment on internet streaming. Everybody has heard about internet streaming, but not many know much about it. Did you know the internet streams just about everything?
Movies.
From new releases to old classics.
TV shows.
Almost every show, every episode, and much more. But the question has always been, how do you do it? Well now, thanks to the folks at 123 Ready TV, I have the answer for you. They have developed a simple program app, 123 Ready TV, that you install on your Windows PC, Android smartphone, or Android tablet that can have you streaming like a pro in less than 5 minutes. You truly won't believe how much is available or how easy it is to do until you try. And for a one-time cost of only $19.99, this product is a real winner. To learn more about 123 Ready TV, visit our website at www.xzbn.net.
This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
Did you know that when you're on the road with limited data or Wi-Fi, you can still listen to the X-Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell, The Science of Magic with Gwilda Wiaka, X-1, Dimension X, Space Patrol, and every minute of the X-Zone Broadcast Network by calling 213-401-0080, courtesy of Audio Now. No smartphone, app, or internet needed. It saves your data plan, and it's free if you have unlimited minutes. Call 213-401-0080 to listen on any phone, anytime, anywhere. Remember 213-401-0080 for the best of the paranormal, parapsychology, and sci-fi radio programming anywhere, 24/7, 365.
True healing must address four levels: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, for us to live joyful and productive lives. We tend to treat three of the four, leaving the spiritual languishing. If you're tired of the same dysfunctional patterns cropping up in your life, Soul Balancing is for you. Trixie Phelps, owner and founder of Soul Balancing, is a naturally gifted energy healer trained in numerous esoteric forms, including shamanism. Trixie has created a powerful modality that safely and effectively clears your energetic field. A Soul Balancing session can remove interference, heal trauma, and restore your hope. Contact Trixie for a life-changing long-distance session today, www.soulbalancing.world. There's a legend shared by many indigenous cultures of a time when the nations were cast to the four corners of the world. Each nation was given a body of sacred knowledge that held a different portion of the truth to preserve. True reality could not be known until all the nations reunited, combining the information. If a single one was missing, the world could not be reborn and darkness would prevail. The Science of Magic Radio is dedicated to reuniting the sacred knowledge. With the understanding, none of us has all the answers, but together we can open new perceptions and possibilities. Through our combined vision, the world can be reborn into a place where darkness no longer prevails. Join me, Gwilda Wiaka, and the Science of Magic daily on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, xzbn.net, or visit us at thescienceofmagic.net.
You are listening to The Secret to Everything, and we are here with Mr. Rocky Krogfoss, that's a tongue twister, and Miss Karen Foley. Sorry, Rocky, sometimes my mouth does weird things. I try to say, I'm sure I'm not the first, I'm sure I'm not going to be the last, but I want to kind of connect you guys to, you had some good like energy kind of stuff going between you, and I'll let you continue with Karen, so we'll get back to that.
Hi, Karen. During the break, I also tuned into your inner child, and you're a very strong family person. I want to ask you, and you don't have to say too much here, but I want to ask you what the nature of your relationship is with your father.
Oh, yes. My father, he worked two jobs. I have eight siblings. So basically, mm-hmm. my father was never around. I mean, I knew that, you know, he loved us and everything because he worked so hard. But I really didn't have a relationship with my father at all.
So Ergo, a relationship with an Aries man who probably is pretty scared to talk about his feelings. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So you see the relationship there, right?
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
Good. Good. So if we were to do some healing work together, what I would do is I would go back in time, so to speak, to the inner child, and I would allow her to... We would, in essence, rescue her from the situation where there's feelings of abandonment there. There was love there, but there wasn't the love that you needed as a child, as a girl in particular. And you were also competing with so many siblings for that love. So the worthiness to receive love as a Cancer is one of the things that you believe you have to work really hard for. And the reality is that we could shift and change that to where the love would find you without any struggle, without any work, and it would be easy. And that's what we would do in the healing work. It'd be fun to try it, actually, because I do a free healing for anybody who's interested. I do a free healing because people are curious and don't really know what I do. And when they experience the work that I do, it's not a cognitive thing. It's an experiential thing. They connect to parts of them that experience freedom for the first time ever. And it's a joyous feeling. So, you know, they usually come and do the rest of the work with me. So that would be fun.
Yeah, I love that. And Rocky, so do you primarily do one-on-ones, or, you know, you did mention, you know, working with a group. So how would a group session look? What would that look like?
Yeah, for example, the women's workshops that I do, you know, when women get together, there's a beautiful, unique power that's created through sharing. And the healing comes from the energy of everyone in the place. But my job is to support it and to allow it to come to the surface. So the healing takes place on a general level for everybody in the room, because suddenly they're, if I can use this analogy, they're taken to a place that's uniquely their own, and they're in this space where, like I said, it's safe and it's vulnerable, and they can investigate themselves or go down into themselves and begin to unravel parts of them that have never been heard before. Maybe they've hidden it on purpose or stuffed it away like most people do. But when they get a chance to be heard and to be validated and to be loved and supported, miracles happen at that stage. So on a one-on-one, it's very, very profound and beautiful and gentle and loving. As a group, the same thing happens, except it's not as deep because we just don't have the time to go individually. Because when we're talking about individual work, we're talking about very personal stuff as well. So in a group, there's healing that takes place, but it's just sort of first level, one-on-one. We get right to the core, and sometimes it's extremely profound and beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. So tell me again about the name of your book that my husband needs to read. And yes. I think you have another book also, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Tell us the names and where we can get a hold of those books.
Okay, well, they're available on Amazon, but if somebody wants to do a free healing session with me, I will send both of the books to them for free as ebooks. The first book is called Men, Sex, and Food. It's a bit of a cheeky title. It's meant to draw men in. Why hearing a woman can lead to a deeper love. And it's only 36 pages. It's a very simple process. It's a book written by a man to speak in a man's language to men about how simple it is to become intimately tied to the emotional body of a woman without any loss of any egoic or, you know, your body parts falling off as men fear. And, it allows men to very easily join their beloved, their goddess, in a process that once they understand it, all men need to do is understand it. And it's so simple. It's shockingly simple. Just don't speak, listen. Now, most men can't do that because men are programmed on this planet to automatically fix, correct, or make better because they believe that's how they earn love from a woman. So you're in direct conflict with the two different belief systems on this planet. So that's a bit of a problem, but it's overcome very easily when you work together through the process I wrote out in the book. And there is a cheeky, fun, lighthearted story at the end of the book, in the middle of the book, about a man who did exactly this, and he learned how to listen to her beloved, and that's where the title Men, Sex, and Food comes from. I won't go any deeper into that because I want to leave that for the people to read it, but it's really funny. It's cute.
Well,
it's
yes.
Lighthearted.
Let's keep that a secret then. And yes. What about your other book?
Yeah, my other book is called Conscious Energy, Healing, and Miracles. It is a book of my 20 years of research and work and healing work and healing processes that I've gone through that merges all of the sciences. It goes back to Einstein. It goes to Clerk Maxwell. It goes to the modern sciences, Dr. Amit Goswami, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Nassim Haramein. All of the great quantum physicists, geneticists, doctors, psychologists, all of it in a book that explains how conscious energy is responsible for one half of creating your reality, the other half being your core beliefs and the information you provide, the conscious energy to create your reality. So the book is about 100 pages, and it also explains my entire healing process, and I back it up in the very back of the book. I've got about 30 YouTube videos of all of these famous people backing up everything that I say in the book scientifically. So the time has come for people to realize that we've been lied to for a long, long time about how we create our reality and the importance of the brain and the mind in creating the reality. It's all been a lie. It's time for the world to wake up and realize how they can connect to their power to create their own reality, to heal themselves, or with help from me, because it's pretty hard to do it on your own. And that book is also a free item that I will send to somebody if they call me and do a free healing session with me.
That's wonderful, Rocky. Thank you very much for your generosity. And do you have a website also that where people
yes.
can find you?
Yes, www.truehealing.ca, truehealing.ca. And I have a toll-free number. Anybody can call me anytime on my toll-free number at 604-200-0578. And you can call me and we can talk, and we can literally do a first-level healing on the phone at that point.
Wow, that's amazing, Rocky. I really, you know, wish you good luck with your future studies and, you know, where all of this leads you, and hopefully that more and more people are open and aware of truth. I love the fact of truth.
My pleasure. And like I said, the world is changing. I just happened to be at the leading edge of the change. You know, I started doing this 15 years ago, and today, in the last 3 or 4 months, I've seen a lot of famous people on stage talking about the very thing that I've been talking about for 15 years. I'm very fortunate that, you know, I had my spirit guides feed this information to me a long time ago, and I took it and ran with it, and I've been doing the healing work successfully. I have a 98% success rate with clients who show up and are ready to do the work to heal their chronic pain, their mental health issues, depression, anxiety, bipolar, for example, and certainly relationship trauma, abuse issues like PTSD.
Wow, that's the whole gamut right there. I mean, you know, there's so many people that are dealing with depression, and you know, they're just looking for help, and medication isn't helping them. So I hope that more and more people will reach out to people like you, you know, searching for their truth and their, you know, successful healing. So I appreciate everything that you do, Rocky.
Well, one thing I can do is I can guarantee one thing. If you show up and you're ready to look at your authentic self, I guarantee you will heal. So if you're stuck on medications for depression or anxiety and you're done with that, give me a call. We'll work on it until you're completely free, and I guarantee you will be completely free.
That's awesome. So do you have a time frame as to approximately how long it would take someone? Because I know it took you such a long time.
My healing was pretty intense and different, but it also prepared me for the work that I do now. Because when a person comes to me and says, you know, I feel like I'm living in hell right now, I say, yeah, I know, I've been there. Let me show you the way out. Or if I've had chronic pain and they say I'm in acute pain, then, you know I've been there. So I guess we're done now, are we?
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us on Secret to Everything on X-Zone Radio. So thank you very much, Rocky Krog Floss, and looking forward to talking to you again.
I look forward to that, and thank you for everybody for listening. Have a great day.